and
Are these valuations here that we're seeing prior to those income or numbers being, in other words, that whatever income approach you did, are these numbers on the on our sheet here for the valuation prior to or because of the income evaluation?
These are the current valuations. I can
but
tell
that,
you.
They aren't based on the income approach.
I've got the income approach here that I did, and then we also have the cost, which is what you're seeing on your sheet, the $3,472,000 on the first one.
But that's not the income approach, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have that.
Have you already had those discussions at all?
So Gail Meyer, as she had stated, had conversations with her. He had relayed those conversations to me after we were engaged.
Okay.
He provided the work papers that the assessor had showed him how she came with her valuation. And it's our opinion that her methodology is flawed.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting to. If you have a different, if you're using income and evaluation.
Income and expense,
And we need to know what it is that, where you're off, where the conflict is.
Okay.
Is this going to be, is this going to apply pretty much across the board?
Certainly on all the Meyer hotels. I don't know what, I mean, I'm assuming she had done the same for the others. So yes, it could.
Okay.
So I can go ahead and jump to that. Page three goes into our pro forma. So the way, from what we had seen, the way the assessor had done her pro forma, she had looked at the last 3 years of income and expense. She, as she stated, she did take out the impermissible expenses. And then she got to her net operating income for each year, 18, 19, and 20. And then she applied a capitalization rate to each year, and it was the same capitalization rate. And then she got to her value, right?
Okay.
And then she took the average of those 3 years.
Correct.
That's technically not correct. I mean, the IAAO wouldn't recognize it. The Appraisal Institute wouldn't recognize it because 2020, based on all of Mr. Meyer's financials, had a negative net operating income. You cannot have a negative value. You would at least have land value. So, so if you're taking the average, what you're doing is you might have two really good years that, or stabilized years, like 18 and 19 were, but then you have 2020, which was the worst year on record, that's obviously going to bring the value way down. Or you have the opposite. You could have 2 years that were considered stabilized, that were average, but then the one another year could be you did extremely well, you did 100% better. So then that one would bring the average up. So that's why when you put together a pro forma, yes, you do consider historical income and expense, but with a situation like COVID, it's kind of irrelevant because you're at a new normal. You're going to have increased expense ratios for a while because the visitors of the hotels are going to have a standard of cleanliness that they're becoming accustomed to that wasn't there prior to COVID. So you're going to have increased cleaning costs. You're going to have increased labor costs to turn over the rooms. You're going to have increased utility costs because you're going to be doing laundry more frequently. So those are costs that are here to stay.
So you're arguing for some sort of weighted average?
No, what I'm doing is I'd done two approaches on these. So page three is I had assumed an ADR of $90 a night, and then I had assumed that occupancy would increase to 50%, and then I went through and applied my expenses based on historical, arrived at a net operating income after taking out management fee, reserves, and franchise fee. The state tax commission has ruled that is the favorite approach. It's called the Rushmore approach. Arrived at my net operating income, and then I did quick research of capitalization rates as of 1/1/21 for limited service hotels and hotels in general. Applied that capitalization rate, loaded in the property tax rate because it's not accounted for in the expenses, and then I got to an indicated value. But that's not where you're done, and this is another reason why we believe that the assessor's valuation is flawed, is because she's not deducting for the value of the personal property or the furniture, fixtures, and equipment. And in Missouri, those are taxed separately. So that value has to be stripped out of the overall valuation because you're also paying rent for that furniture, fixtures, and equipment. that is, IAAO recognizes that, the Appraisal Institute recognizes that scenario. That's the way HVS does it, which is founded by Stephen Rushmore. And in turn, that's what the STC has ruled and has recognized as proper.
Okay.
So.
All right, and while we're on this issue, let me, if it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is your first year doing this, I understand. What is different in your calculation that you think, in other words, why do you think that what
well,
he's just talked about?
He's talking about, like I said, I was, because Mr. Meyer was the first one and I was sharing how I was doing this, but it kind of broke down because Mr. Meyer didn't give me all the information. He completely took out his taxes, depreciation, interest. He showed me nothing. And he also did blanket things like management fees that were much higher than anyone else had. And so I do have FF&E. I give a flat 10% off of the average value for FF&E, which is the furniture, fixtures, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
because we're valuing the structure. And if you buy a motel, you're also buying the furniture in the motel. And so that was the only way I could do it because as another taxpayer, another hotel was talking with me about it. He said, you know, you could go through the personal property tax and divide to get to what each person's value was. But then when I spoke with the Assessors Association, they're like, a flat 10% is pretty much standard because there's no way to. And some people are already paid. And one thing I do want to point out about the Meyer Motels and why his valuations are so different, his family's been here 60 years. They built these motels. They're not selling them. And so, yes, just like your house, I mean, if I built my house in 1993, which I did, people are paying a whole lot more to build my house today. And so on commercial stuff, we're supposed to reassess it every 2 years. I'm not bringing him up to where we are because I showed you the ratio studies where I'm at. And I can also point out in some other ones, like the Clarion, when it sold for $6,400,000, we had them valued at $2 million, and wow. So that was pretty low.
I
have numbers for you here.
Okay, with respect to the Comfort Inn only, this first one,
yeah.
How far are we off in your calculation versus your calculation?
I am very close, actually, to the cost basis on this one. My income is $3,662,182.
And we've got down 3,472.
That was the cost basis with Honeycutt, which is low.
And you believe the value should be?
$2,400,000. And I'd like to make a point about costs. Yeah, they built these, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yes.
Cost doesn't equal value. If you are going to do the cost approach in an appraisal, you can apply certain obsolescence factors, one of them being economic obsolescence. COVID-19 pandemic would certainly qualify as an economic obsolescence. Now, quantifying that, I'm not a trained appraiser, so that's why I didn't even attempt to do that. So those, you would have to make some sort of recognition for the COVID-19 pandemic and the fact that the income because these are income-generating properties, that's how they're valued. That's the widely accepted method on how they're valued across the country. That as of 1/1/21, these hotels, these values were greatly impaired.
Go ahead. You know, I mean, this is our, I believe this is not our first hotel. This is a first of a section of hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I don't understand personally. I would expect that in 2021, under a normal year, that I was going to see hotels coming in that were going to take basically what was similar to a 2020 value and go, hey guys, we had one of our worst years in 10, 12, 15, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was expecting a whole bunch to come in to make their case to take their whatever, I think it was a 2.8, was last year's a 2.8 valuation? Okay.
Yeah, last year's valuation on this one was $2,818,000.
Okay. So I was expecting you'd come in and go, hey, we have a $2.8 million valuation. We had a worse year. Here's $2.4 million. I'm having trouble with the increase that we had in our hotel or in the hotels that I'm seeing anyway here. And when we just came off our worst year, I realize that's 1 year, but you know, we were progressing and then we jumped in the worst year. I mean, especially in hotels, I mean, residential, you know, I get, and you've heard me say, I get that they are going up. Hotels, I don't get that they are going up. At least at this point, or at least in that dramatic of a fashion.
So that's one of the conversations Mr. Meyer and I have had, because I believe when he had spoken with you that he was basing his adjustment off of the previous value, correct? Like he was saying that there should be roughly a 30% adjustment from the 19 valuation.
Well, if you will look at the PVAL, you will see that he has been at the same valuation for...